the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver.
Yeah, or the little clippity-cloppity paw sounds of Lulu. My brindle boxer. Welcome to the Larry Elder Show. I am Joseph C. Phillips, sitting in for the Sage this week. Welcome back. If you're just joining the show, if you're just tuning in, I am an actor, writer, lover of cooking and Western films. I am an unapologetic Christian and a conservative. And I'm having a ball, a blast, sitting in for Larry Elder this week. The phone lines, 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. Lots of people calling in wanting to speak to my guest who is in studio here. Hold on, we'll get to you. We want to talk to Miles Berman, DUI defense attorney, before we take calls. Next week, as many of you, I'm sure, know, all of you know, is July 4th. Independence Day, and that is a day of barbecues. It's a day of partying and celebration. People go to the park, and a lot of traffic. And celebration, Miles, celebration means there's going to be alcohol involved. And as much as we try to educate people about driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence of alcohol, we still have holiday after holiday, and sometimes, let's be honest, even when there's not a holiday, people celebrating the week before the holiday, driving under the influence. And as much as I'd like to throw a lot of folks away, lock them up and throw away the key, everybody's deserving of a defense. You are a DUI defense attorney. Welcome Miles Berman to the studio, everyone.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be here. And I've been listening to your show, and I got to tell you, you do a great job. And sometimes I got to think, is Larry really on vacation? Because you've picked up brilliantly, and you do a great show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, let's talk about DUI. I'm talking about alcohol, but is DUI simply alcohol?
I don't mind doing
alcohol?
That. I'd be happy to talk about DUI, but I just wanted to.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
give
it.
Give you the kudos that you deserve.
Thank you.
Yeah, this 4th of July, there's going to be a lot of checkpoints. And first of all, nobody wants drunk drivers on the road. I don't want drunk drivers on the road. You don't want drunk drivers on the road. And what I hear is when people come to us and go, you know, I never thought I needed you. Obviously, they never thought they'd be in that position. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, how easy it is to get ensnared in being arrested for DUI. For example, nobody knows what their alcohol level is. Now, you being a good Christian, I assume you don't drink.
No, I do imbibe on occasion.
Well, now I just put my foot in my mouth. That doesn't make
Jesus
you a
turned
bad,
water into wine.
Yeah,
hey.
That doesn't make you a bad Christian. Let's put it this way. Then, do you have any idea what your alcohol level would be based on how many drinks you have?
I don't, and that's great because a lot of times people say, "Well, I'm a big guy, and I had a hamburger, I had some potato salad, so I can have a couple of beers and still drive." Is that accurate? Is that good thinking? Is that wise?
Well. Legally, let's talk legally, because it's always better if you drink, not to drive. But we know in reality, especially in Southern California, with a lack of public transportation, although it's getting better, public transportation, but basically there's a lack of public transportation, especially people go from one part of the county to another part of the county or from one county to the other. And of course, on the 4th of July, this year it's during the week, but when there's holiday weekends, you know, people are out of town and people are driving. But the amount of alcohol, you know, when somebody starts drinking, a lot of it depends on weight. A lot of it depends on when you ate. But the bottom line is that nobody really knows. So a couple of beers for you, I mean, you look like you're in pretty good shape. So that wouldn't put you at or over the legal limit. On the other hand, everybody knows the legal limit is a 0.08. So that's equivalent of, generally speaking, 4 beers in your system, 4 glasses of wine in your system, 4 shots of alcohol in your system, depending on your weight, you know, give or take. But
for the average size person we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, I just really don't know what the average person. Yeah, I don't know what.
Well,
the
what is a better way for someone to judge? Because everybody says, "Well, I'm an average size person," and so is it.
In my mind, I think about 150 pounds. In my mind, about 150 pounds.
Well, is it just a better rule of thumb to listen? If you're gonna drink, just even if you're just gonna have one beer, just have someone else drive.
That's the best way to do it. If you're drinking, it's better not to drive, and certainly don't get behind the wheel of the car. But here's the thing. First of all, breath testing, I don't believe, is very reliable as far as if you want to know a person's blood alcohol level. And that's what the crime is, driving while you have a 0.08 or greater in your blood or driving under the influence of alcohol. Now, having said that, a 0.08 or greater, I've seen and we've seen people arrested for DUI as low as a 0.03, 0.04. And that's well below the legal limit and well below whether or not somebody's actually impaired by alcohol.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but something struck me when you were saying this. You don't think that the breathalyzer is a good way to judge, and yet that's what the police use when they stop you.
Right. What I said was that a breath test machine is not a reliable indicator of what the person's blood alcohol level is. Now, I'll give you a common sense approach. Let's say a person is a 0.14 and a 0.16. That's almost twice the legal limit, right?
Yes.
Or because in California, you have to take two breath tests. Or the person's a 0.16 and a 0.14. That sounds really bad, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like twice the legal limit, and that's what it's reported in the paper, and everybody goes, oh, my God.
The reality is breath tests are usually 2 to 5 minutes apart. A person doesn't go from a 0.14 to a 0.16 or 0.16 to a 0.14 within 2 to 5 minutes. It just doesn't happen. So there's scientific reasons, which is why we're so successful at what we do, because we're able to present to juries the truth about the science to show how breath testing is not accurate when you want to know the person's blood alcohol level.
Well, so let's say I'm driving and I am one of the guys that said, listen, you know, I had a couple of beers, but I was at the park or at the party all day, had a lot to eat. I feel fine. I'm pulled over at a checkpoint. The cops ask you, they say, will you submit to a breathalyzer? And my answer should be?
Well, it depends. Now, first of all, when you go through a checkpoint, there's going to be a whole bunch. And on my website at TopGunDUI.com, we'll be posting known checkpoints, with the specific known checkpoints, for the July 4th holiday. But just briefly, when you go through a checkpoint, before you get to a breath test, there's an investigation. And people actually don't have to tell the police where they're coming from or where they're going to. It takes a strong person to resist that temptation, but nevertheless, you don't have to. And I'm not going to say what people should or shouldn't do, but these are what their rights are. Now, in addition, though, let's talk about breath testing. The state uses police use a portable breath test. If you're older than 21, you have the absolute right to refuse. Before you're arrested, you have the absolute right to refuse that portable breath test. Now, if you have a breath test machine, which is a big machine back at the jail, and it's not reliable, you got to believe that a small handheld machine is even less reliable that's on the street. So the field sobriety test, by the way, a field sobriety test, walk the line, close your eyes, touch your finger to nose. I've never seen anybody driving on the freeway. And for your listeners, I'm sure if you look around, you'll see, is there anybody driving on the freeway with their eyes closed, head tilted back, and they're touching their finger to nose? The answer is no. Well, should be no. But
yeah. Well, it depends on how much you've had to drink.
I know,
with DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman in the studio with us. Attorney Berman, when we come back from the break, you have the right to refuse, and I want you to answer this question when we come back from the break. But if you refuse, doesn't that antagonize the police? And by antagonizing the police, does that put you in a less favorable position, and you're more likely to end up in the cooler, as they say. Don't go away. Here with Miles L. Berman, DUI defense attorney, on The Larry Elder Show.